And now, the Adequate Podcast presents Ask Philo with your host, Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts from Southeast Texas. Take it away, Philo!
Well, now, this here is a Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap. As has been established, I'm a red necromancer from northern Southeast Texas, down in a county whose name I apparently attempted to pronounce a couple times a little bit wrong, because over the last couple of weeks, we've been having an increasing number of horny toads just piling up outside the door, and it's a little obnoxious trying to go outside and get the newspaper, because you open up the door and all these frog horny toads come in. And that's why I gotta have a scoop shovel right next to the door there, so you can just kind of shovel them out of the way. Well, we did actually set up a little chute right there next to the front door, so we can just shovel them downstairs into the cellar there into Grandma's room, so she has her shelf a snack when she chews through the leather restraints, because that's something that happens on a regular basis, and it does keep her from trying to claw up the cinder block walls quite as much as she usually does when she, you know, comes up and decides she's going to be a zombie. I keep telling her, Grandma, you're not a zombie, you're a revenant, there's a difference. And if you just tell me what it is that you're staying here on this mortal plane in order to, you know, exact whatever brutal revenge it is you got in mind, I'd be more than happy to help you out with it. Heck, I'd even drive you to wherever it is you want to drive, because, you know, you can't drive all that well right now because you keep trying to chew through the steering wheel, but that's neither here nor there when you get down to it. Anyway, we got just a little bit more time here before we celebrate, you know, one of the most important holidays, most important historical events that we all here in Texas celebrate, which is, of course, you know, the accepting of Texas into the United States of America. That's down around, was it 29th or 30th? I gotta check that. They change it occasionally just to keep us on our toes down here. Either that or the guy who puts up the community calendar can't remember either and can't read his own dang handwriting. But again, that's neither here nor there. It's pretty quiet outside my double wide right now. It's wind's blowing pretty hard. And if I look out the window every so often, aside from the horny toads, which keep piling up outside the window there for reasons I've already touched upon, you'll see, you know, the wind just kind of pushing the leaves around, and occasionally a small animal, or once a cow, but that was a special case. See, Cousin Hiram, you remember Cousin Hiram. Cousin Hiram, he had himself a really great idea about trying to grow grass on the roof of his double wide so that the cow could go up there and graze on the grass. And well, we had a bit of a calculations issue in regard to the mass of the cow versus the structural integrity of the double wide. And well, after we pried the cow's hooves out of the ceiling a few times, we kind of reinforced and we actually built a roof over the roof. You've seen these sometimes, because a fella has like a travel trailer and he builds this big old carport for it. We basically built a second roof on top of the roof there, and then we had to put a ramp up there. And the ramp was a little steep, and the cow wasn't being able to get up there all that quickly. So Cousin Hiram, he got himself of a mind to find a way to kind of hoist the cow up there, and since it was taking so long to get that little hand cart up and down when you use the cranking on that thing, especially because Grandma had absolutely no cotton into cranking that up, I told Cousin Hiram, Grandma is not an engine. You can't just harness her like that, then throw her a couple of horny toads and think she's gonna be happy with it. So Cousin Hiram decided that he'd take advantage of our bungee cord surplus, which we had lying around after the second or third, you know, $250 Home Depot giant skeleton decoration fiasco. And he decided he'd just set it up so that he could, like, the cow could, like, walk up onto a little thing, and the bungee cord would, like, fling the cows up onto the roof. And took a little calibration there, and every so often, you know, you can tell the bungee cords ain't all quite tightening the right way and letting go of the right way, because you'll see a cow just go sideways right outside your window there, and then there's a really offended bovine noise and kind of a wet thud. And yeah, well, all right, we're going to have to see if that one's still alive in another hour or so, because I ain't going out in that. Are you kidding? Well, with all the horny toads and flying cows going around, you just got to, you know, kind of watch out for yourself there. Now, this here is the 13th installment of this little fiasco that I got docked into on account of they had $14 and three cases of the original Dr. Pepper. Not the stuff they're doing now, but like the real Dr. Pepper. That stuff, not only is it tasty and nutritious, it actually comes in very handy for a number of eldritch ceremonies, and that's one of the reasons why it is that we've managed to get another loan to add on to our double wide here. This time we're going to go out instead of down. That seems like a pretty good idea, especially considering the fact that we've got a, you know, bottomless abyss pit, whatever you want to call it. You throw anything in there, horny toads, flying cattle, $250 Home Depot Halloween decorations, it just don't never get filled up. We don't even want to get into the Nutria thing. The Nutria Ranch, by the way, is actually going pretty well. One thing you learn about Ranch and Nutria is you got to make that fence short, but you also got to make the slat spaces between the slats pretty narrow, because Nutria are motivated critters, and they don't like fences all that much, and I don't think that the electrical fence is going to work out for them no matter what Cousin Hiram says, because the smell of burning Nutria just ain't fun for anybody to be around. But that's, again, that's another thing, neither here nor there. We're coming up on the end of this particular series, because as the winter comes along and the wind starts coming down from the north more, you find yourself in a position where, well, for one thing, the one bridge out of town gets washed out. And then the swamp, you know, kind of freezes up, but only in like a 14-mile radius around the town itself, which is a little unusual. And I have to say, as far as I'm concerned, it ain't my fault, it ain't Clem's fault, and it's not Grandma's fault. Now, whoever else out there, if you got a surveyor crew out there who's got the proper credentials and also a pendulum made from the smelted silver coin of, you know, from the 14th century that was blessed by the anti-pope at that time, then I think you can probably figure it out. And I bet you if you come up with an answer for it, they'd probably be more than happy to give you some money to pay it off, because let's be honest about this, you know, it gets a little obnoxious after a while once you figure out that you can't get into town or get out of town. But I wanted to thank y'all for listening to me here. I got a couple of cousins out that way who are talking about maybe sharing some of their life experiences as well. So this is about the end of this thing right now, because the kerosene lantern's about to go off here, and if I don't stop talking when the kerosene lantern goes off, Grandma starts beating on the ceiling of the cellar, which is the floor, and then she puts her fist through the floor and tries to grab my ankle and drag me down. I keep telling her, Grandma, you're not a zombie, you're a revenant. There's a difference. So I just want to thank y'all for listening. And one of the things, if you can do me a favor and get in touch with the fella that distributes this thing, can you remind me what the question was again?
Thank you, Philo. This has been Ask Philo with Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts in Southeast Texas. Got a question for Philo? Send it to pod@theadequate.com. That's pod@theadequate.com. Ask Philo is a production of The Adequate Company, and anyone who takes it seriously deserves to. This is the last episode of Ask Philo Series 1, Episode 13. If you've enjoyed this or any others, you can always go back to anchor.fm/theadequate and listen to all 13 episodes again. You can also listen to them anywhere that podcasts are streamed. Look for The Adequate Podcast. That includes Spotify, where if you set it up, they can play the whole darn thing all over again.